This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. How did a federal inmate in Texas give President Obama a run for his money in the West Virginia Democrat presidential primary? And did you know if you're visiting the pro-abortion White House, you've got to let them know about your unborn baby in the womb and count them as one of your visitors?
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Instead of me just telling you about it, let's play Fox News from last night on what happened in West Virginia. Take a listen.
Shot of the morning. Meet Chris.
Mug shot of the morning.
Yeah, really. He's the prisoner who nearly beat President Obama in the Democratic primary in West Virginia yesterday. I guess he ran on the pro-coal platform, getting 4 out of 10 votes. The inmate now not the only insult there, but the state's Democratic governor and senator are also not supporting President Obama for re-election because he's basically regulated coal out of the American economy.
Yep.
You know, Keith Judd, they've called it Judd Mintum. He's serving a 210-month sentence for extortion connected to making threats at the University of New Mexico. He's a federal prisoner in Texas, better known as prisoner number 11593-051. And he gets 40% of the votes. 40% of the votes in West Virginia last night in the Democrat primary against President Obama. And in North Carolina, President Obama did not hit the 80% mark. Did not make it to 80%. People chose, over 20% of the people chose no opinion. They said no. They were in the other, you know, there were legislative Democrat primaries. There were Democrat voters voting in the primaries. But they had no decision, no opinion. They didn't vote for proactively President Obama. What does this mean for his campaign? I want to take your calls about that. 1-800-684-3110. These were obviously not votes for Keith Judd. It's not really Judd Mintum. It's votes against President Obama by members of his own party. Now, West Virginia has been hit hard by the administration, especially when it comes to the EPA and the regulations on coal and mining. And that's where the state makes the money. And makes the money for the people. That's where people work, whether if you're Republican or Democrat. There's a lot of conservative Democrats left there. Obviously, the governor, one of the senators there, will not endorse, President Obama. But what is this about? The fact that can't get to, 80% in North Carolina. They said that the Republican primary was contentious, but you've got Democrats here actively going to the polls and then voting against the President of the United States. Call now, 1-800-684-3110. I want to take your phone calls about that, 1-800-684-3110. And another interesting piece of information came out yesterday in the Washington Times. The pro-choice Obama White House, get this, requires pregnant visitors to count their unborn child as a person for tours of the executive mansion. An email explaining the policy was sent by one of the director of the White House Visitor's Office. It was obtained by the Washington Free Beacon. And this director of the White House Visitor's Office tells a congressional staffer that the White House has, quote, received a number of calls regarding how to enter security information for a baby that has not yet been born. Crazy as it may sound, you must include the baby in the overall count of guests in the tour. It's an easy process. The last name is the family's last name. The first name is baby. Middle name, no middle name, NMN. Date of birth, use the date you are submitting the request to us as their birthday. Folks, this is very bizarre to say the least. It's so interesting when the pro-abortion side admits that there is life, that it's a baby. They use those terms, the terminology. They didn't say fetus here. They call it baby. I want to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about the pro-choice White House counting unborn children as visitors? 1-800-684-3110. If you want a copy of the Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free if you call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Take me home, down country road.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, J Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. President Obama gets a run for his money in West Virginia's Democrat primary from a federal prisoner in Texas who paid the $2,500 to get on the ballot there and ended up with 40% of the vote. 40% of the vote. President Obama under 60% in West Virginia. People obviously were not, it was not Judd Mintum, as people are calling it, Keith Judd, who is, I think, was. Made threats, bomb threats at the University of New Mexico and extortion, is serving a 210-month prison sentence. These votes weren't for him, but he won 10 counties in West Virginia, protest votes. And then in North Carolina, the president did not make to 80% in the Democrat presidential primary. So you look at these numbers and you got to ask the question is, what's happened to the president here? This is a very bad night at a time when it shouldn't be. You know, there's not a contested primary going on, but it shows you how some of the people within the president's party, Democrats, think about him and whether or not they're going to support his reelection. And West Virginia is seen as a more conservative but Democrat-leaning state. At the same time, pretty extreme to go show up and vote, but to vote for someone you don't even know who they are necessarily, because you don't support the president of the United States who comes from your own party. So we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Before we do, let me remind you, I said it quickly in the first segment of the broadcast, we are offering today, which we don't do all the time, our Foundations of Freedom, absolutely free. It's the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, put together for you in a free booklet, but it's a booklet, not just pieces of paper or anything like that, that you can take with you, keep with you. We've all got it at our desk and in the studios at the American Center for Law and Justice. So it's a great reference if you're a homeschooler, if you're got grandkids, if you want to get one to your pastor or church group, call now. We don't offer it all the time. Our Foundations of Freedom, absolutely free, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org to stay updated on Pastor Youssef Nader Khani. Let me remind you, you can still go to aclj.org, sign the petition in support of him, and sign up for Tweet for Youssef, 940 days in jail because of his Christian faith. His attorney, now facing 9 years in prison, will continue to update you. All that information up at aclj.org. Than, let's get right to the phone calls.
Yeah, Jordan, you've been talking to that about that bizarre election last night, or at least that tally in West Virginia. We've got Marcus calling from West Virginia on line three. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, hey, I'll try to be brief. I moved to West Virginia out of Fairfax and then Loudoun County about a year and a half ago into the Charlestown area. And when I moved to Fairfax County in 1990, it was still Virginia, and Fairfax County specifically was still somewhat of a conservative place, but it slowly crept into the very liberal side. And when I moved to West Virginia, I just couldn't believe it was like Fairfax County on steroids. The people here just don't get it. I don't know if they choose not to, or they've just been had intelligence and common sense bled out of them through the educational system. But I'm actually very surprised and pleased, not at this particular individual, but that people
sure.
are going to the voting booth and are actually seeing what's going on, what this president is doing to this state in particular, but the whole country in general, by his destructive policies and his anti-capitalist ideas. It's going to hurt each and every one of us. I don't care if you're on welfare or if you make $1 million a year. What this man wants to do this to this country with a Democrat-controlled Senate and hopefully not again both houses is simply going to destroy this country. We'll all pay a price. We'll all be less wealthy than we are right now. And I'm just pleased that people are waking up here. I try to talk to them on a daily basis, get them engaged. It's very
sure.
But every now and then you get one or two that
will. Well, and you know, Marcus, West Virginia's got a Democrat history, a long Democrat history, but a much more conservative Democrat history. It does seem to me that the people there are waking up to the idea that there is a difference between maybe some of the local, even statewide Democrats. I mean, a Manchin is certainly not in the Obama world, and the governor there is certainly not in the Obama world. And sometimes the Republican-Democrat distinction there is much more difficult. But at the national level, that's not the case. And what I think you see last night is an opportunity in West Virginia, Marcus, and I thank you for calling. But maybe get your opinion on this if you're still on the line. People won't pull the lever 100%. You can do that in West Virginia. You can just vote straight ticket. And it seems like at least people were taking the time there yesterday to make a choice, to make the decision, and may not just be going and voting straight ticket anymore because of what they were told to do or educated by our unions and labor, because that the Democrat Party has not been there for them when it comes to what some of the union members do, which is work in the mines and work on and in the coal industry.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still here, Marcus.
Yeah, fully agree. And when I was referring to West Virginia and this particular area being kind of like Fairfax or Loudoun on steroids as far as their liberal policies, I was referring to the candidates that they support by just simply voting the D. You're
sure.
Right. The Democrats that are here think like conservatives, but they're so locked into the D that they, I don't know why, if they're afraid to step across the line
yep.
and go the way the other candidates, at least on the Republican side, think and speak and want to govern. But I'm just hoping if we can get 5 or 10% of them to just come our way, we can save this nation. But if we
and it makes it a different state. You know, it's not West Virginia seen as a swing state, but President Obama's got a very tough time there. It was close. It's been close in past election cycles, but President Bush was able to pull it out both times. President Obama lost, but you know he's won a lot of other states. But it's still a very key state. But you see what I think is the momentum shifting there. You know, folks, I worked in a state in Georgia for conservative candidates, and we elect our first Republican governor there since Reconstruction in the 2002 election cycle. So since 1865, the first Republican governor, not because the whole state was so liberal or Democrat in Georgia, obviously it wasn't, but because the idea that the local Democrats, the national Democrats, people weren't making the distinction. When they did and realized that a lot of these candidates and politicians would tell them one thing but then support the national platform of the Democrat Party at the time, things change. You know, people get educated. They learn about the life issue. They learn about judicial nominees. And the information is much more available and accessible to people now. Marcus, great phone call. Thanks for calling the show. Thayer, let's take another phone call. A lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, and let me just quickly say, Jordan, I mean, I think one of the things we have to point out here is the down-ticket ramifications. I mean, you mentioned this briefly, but Senator Joe Manchin, remember, West Virginia voters sent him to Washington to oppose Obamacare, but what did he do when he got here?
Yep.
He supported it. So I think that's part of the wake-up call on that side of the aisle there. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens as we head to November. Let's go to George. He's calling from Texas on Line 5. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, Jay. Good to talk to you. My question is regarding the White House timing unborns as visitors to the White House.
Sure.
Would that not be an admission by them that they are people and that abortion does kill people?
You know, it absolutely is. The problem with this world, and thank you for your phone call, is that they will kind of admit this stuff. You know, they'll call it a baby in the womb when they're talking about a White House visitors log. And then, Jorge, but, you know, to answer your question directly, when they may do it there, they'll go into court and say, well, it's not really viable. It's a baby. You can put down their name, their possible date of birth, their no middle name, their last name as part of the family, and you have to log them in as a visitor. But, you know, when it comes to court, well, they're not viable outside the womb. They really can't survive without the umbilical cord and being inside the womb. So there you go. But there are now more and more abortion groups who are coming right out and saying, you know, this faith allowed, that 40 days of prayer for abortion, they came right out and said that, you know, you still love your children, even those you choose not to bring into the world. They referred to them right as children. It used to be the big terminology was fetus, fetus, fetus. But you're not hearing that as much anymore. People don't seem to mind admitting, which is pretty sick when you think about it, that this is the taking of a life. I want you to call now. Get the copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, free booklet. It's absolutely free. It's a thank you we do to all of our listeners, the ACLJ supporters, the people listening to Jay Sekulow Live, the Jordan Sekulow Show, and I hope you will take advantage of this opportunity. And if you've already got a copy of the Foundations of Freedom, get one for a family member, the pastor, loved one, children. It's great for college students as well. 877-989-2255. Stan, I think we have time to take another call before the next break.
Let's quickly go to Lee calling in from Kentucky on line 6. Lee, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir. It's concerning the fetus count. I'm kind of wondering if it's not like something else that the government does. You know, I mean, they say an Air Force base. To get more money, they count flagpoles as a building. And I'm wondering at the White House if they have allocated money for tourists.
No, I mean, the White House has a huge budget, but then I don't think that this is a kind of bizarre that they count this. It's some kind of security thing, obviously, right?
Yeah, they're free tours, but why in the world would you need information on a baby to get them into the White House? I think this is a mistake by a staffer at the White House, but what a mistake. You know, when convenient, we're going to count it as a baby, but no other time.
That's right. It's a person in the womb. If you're going to the White House, it's a fetus if you want to abort it at a Planned Parenthood clinic that the White House takes and sends your money to. Call and get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us in air, we've got a full segment coming up. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. For the Foundations of Freedom, call now, 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. There's a lot to talk about. A lot happened around the country. Amendment 1 in North Carolina passed, defining marriage between a man and a woman. President Obama is giving an interview today, actually. It was set up by the White House very quickly. I've been reading about it this morning, and maybe you have too. We think we may be getting more of a clarification from the White House and from President Obama today on his marriage stance, because they have rushed through, you know, he canceled events in North Carolina because of the marriage amendment being on the ballot, but rushed through a interview with an NBC News reporter, and it will be very interesting, or ABC News, and it's going to be interesting to see, because, Stan, this is an issue that is now, we haven't even talked about that yet, dogging the White House, because the president's still evolving. You've got Vice President Biden, who said he supports gay marriage, the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, I think, and he supports gay marriage. It put the White House in a very difficult spot going into the general election. Now that the campaign's kicked off, and it looks like President Obama is going to have to at least tell people. We know where Governor Romney stands, believes marriage between a man and a woman, supports the federal marriage amendment. President Obama doesn't support that, but has said he doesn't yet support gay marriage. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, here's why he's got a problem with it, Jordan. It's pretty clear to tell from his administration where, you know, most of the administration stands on the issues based on the policies that they've engaged in. But every time this issue goes to the voters, even in places like California, the side of traditional marriage wins out. So the president has an election problem, a political problem with where his administration is coming down on the issue. So he's going to try to straddle that fence, walk that line. I don't know how he's going to do it, quite frankly. But it's going to be interesting to hear. And actually, we've got a caller coming in about this, Jordan. Heather's calling from Georgia on line two, but she's actually a North Carolina voter, I believe. So, Heather, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, good afternoon. I am a first-time listener, and thanks be to TuneIn Radio that I get to hear you guys.
That's great. Thanks, Heather. I'm glad you're listening.
Oh, yes, it's awesome. I'm listening to you out of a radio station in Kernersville, North Carolina. So
very cool.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm a registered voter in North Carolina. We own a house. My husband is active duty.
Sure.
Watching the numbers last night as they rolled in the final tally, the number was 958,000 registered Democrats came out to vote yesterday. Of that, 99,000 voted no preference. The reason, and typically North Carolina is a low voter turnout, even for Democrats, and that's a Democrat stronghold. Typically, they come out very little, but because of the marriage amendment, they voted for the marriage amendment, and it's going to be kind of comical to see President Obama go full Etch-a-Sketch on this marriage amendment.
Well, listen, I think the president's position on this has to come out. It's not fair to the American people, regardless of what view he takes. I kind of understood in the first election cycle, he was basically had the same positions Governor Romney does now, didn't support gay marriage, said it fairly clearly, then started evolving on the issue. Then it's kind of a lose-lose. For his base, he probably needs to support it. I mean, the liberals are, I think the gay community as well in America that supported his campaign so wholeheartedly in 2008 is holding back a bit right now because they're saying, okay, what are you going to do for us? You're supposed to be this great liberal progressive. At the same time, hurts him among a lot of moderate voters, voters in conservative states like in North Carolina, where he's doing well in the polls. But a marriage amendment, passes by 61% of the vote. So That's gonna you know, turn people possibly against. I don't know if it'll be enough for people to vote against him, though.
Yeah, his base wants him to support it. They probably are going to require that of him. I have to tell you, based on the people that he's hired and his staffing and his administration, I think that's where he is in his heart, in his core. But Jordan, as you know, I mean, these presidential elections, these are contested in just a few states. They're key swing states. And in those states, that's a very tough position to take. And I think the caller makes a good point that the marriage amendment probably was what drove voters to the polls last night. But along with that, I have to tell you, I think there was also just a lack of energy in that behind President Obama. I mean, there was a lot of attention on the Republican primary, but there wasn't really a Democrat process. Yet you had all these folks coming to the polls to vote against the president. So I think it shows that he does have a real problem. Let's go back to the phones, Jordan. Let's go to Mitchell calling from Illinois on line 5. Mitchell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mitchell. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. I was listening to today's program. I've been listening for quite a few months here. And I'm a little – I actually have a question regarding – first of all, I have to say I am pro-life. And
right.
I do not agree with the Obama policies regarding the pro-life stance on things according to our Lord and Savior. And also, the question that I have is, for me, I'm an individual who kind of fits into that category. You were speaking about people who have voted a straight ticket, but I have voted for some independents along the way.
Yep.
I'm wondering what your opinion would be for a voter such as myself who's a little, not confused. I'm kind of straddling the fence on voting for a Mitt Romney or an Obama.
Well, you know, here's what I think. First of all, Mitchell, let me thank you for your honesty. I'm glad you've been listening to the broadcast. I'm glad you are open to the idea. I don't think anybody should just go in and say, you know, I'm going to vote straight ticket. They're like last night, you look at the Republican primary in Indiana. You know, a long-term senator goes down to the Tea Party that supposedly, you know, has lost power, influence, well, not inside the Republican Party. He loses by 20 points. And that's going to be a significantly different representative, a different kind of senator. Just being a Republican doesn't really mean anything there. It's who are you voting for within, or if you're a Democrat, who are you voting for as well? I think you have to look at each candidate. And when you look at the national election, you're going to have to make your own decision up, Mitchell. I think you're going to have very clear distinctions to make between President Obama and Governor Romney. Now, if it comes to life issues, you know that. You said you disagree with the Obama administration. I think on that issue alone, you have to look at how much money they're pushing into Planned Parenthood right now, how much money Obamacare, the health care law, pushes into Planned Parenthood, and the fact that even those states, you know, Texas, who is trying to defend, stop the funding of Planned Parenthood, I need to update you about that. They are now forced by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to keep the funding going. $13 million. So it got the stay, got the emergency stay on the funding ban got overturned. So now they are forced to use that money to Planned Parenthood, send the money to Planned Parenthood, $13.3 million. So, Mitchell, that's what I'd say to you on that question. Is you have to vote your conscience. You have to educate yourself on the issues and decide what are the most important issues to you. Now, for those of the ACLG, I think life is on the top. National security is a very important issue. When it comes to the economy, that's on everybody's mind right now. What is the best way? Is it more regulation, higher taxes, or less regulation and lower taxes? What's going to stimulate the economy more? Those aren't as difficult distinctions to make as within a primary. I think it's much clearer. Thank you for your phone call, Mitchell. Folks, for those of you hanging on the line, we'll get to some of your calls on the Jordan Sekulow Show. But let me tell you now, folks, get the copy of The Foundations of Freedom. I can tell people right now are fired up about the election. They're fired up about what's happening in the country, and I want you to call now and be educated, get the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, put together into a free booklet for you as a thank you from the American Center for Law and Justice. We'll send it right out to you, 877-989-2255. And don't worry, if you've requested a Foundations of Freedom before, you can get another one, 877-989-2255. Call that number now. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom. To support Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, go to ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.